Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, I explained that the underlying cause of the sudden increase in consumer prices was the federal government's soaring inflation of the money supply. I further added that the reason this is happening is so that the largest debtor in America, which happens to be the federal government, can get away with repaying its obligations in dollars that have lost purchasing power. In effect, government inflation of the money supply is a hidden tax on the American people. Instead of being explicit, such as our income, sales, Social Security, Medicare, tobacco, liquor, and other taxes, the effects of inflation of the money supply are not experienced by people as a direct increase in the cost of living. Instead, when the purchasing power of the dollar declines, those on fixed income see their costs increase while their income stays the same or even declines. Remember, those dependent on government benefits always see a lag between when their cost of living increases and their benefits are augmented to offset that increase. This is a permanent spiral where citizens always come out behind. As a result, those who suffer the greatest harm from the hidden tax of inflation of the money supply are invariably the poorest Americans. This specifically contradicts the claim by current U.S. President Biden that the brunt of higher future taxes will fall mostly on those with incomes over $400,000 annually. Instead, when you factor in the tax imposed by inflation of the money supply, tax increases decrease a greater percentage of the income and wealth of the nation's poor than of the more prosperous. Another hidden tax caused by inflation of the money supply is from graduated taxes. Inflation of the money supply eventually ends up pushing the incomes of people into higher and higher tax rate brackets. Where a taxpayer at one time might be in the 15% federal income tax bracket, they may see their after-tax income decline once they are pushed up into the 25% tax bracket. The bottom line is that inflation of the money supply provides a huge benefit for the federal government while inflicting the most harm on low-income citizens. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.